This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department says foreign ministers from several countries are meeting virtually Monday to discuss their next steps in Afghanistan as the airlift evacuation of the country enters in the final days. The United States will host the meeting. The summit comes on the day before the deadline for U.S. military forces to finish their withdrawal from Afghanistan after 20 years of war, and slightly more than 2 weeks after the Taliban swept back into power across the country, culminating with the takeover of Kabul. The meeting will come a day after the United States said it destroyed an explosives-laden vehicle with an airstrike in Kabul. And it's 2 days after President Joe Biden warned of another terror attack in the capital following a suicide bombing on Thursday. The Thursday attack killed more than 100 people, including 13 U.S. service members. President and First Lady went to Dover Air Force Base on Sunday to meet the families of the service personnel and receive the remains brought back from Afghanistan. President Joe Biden and First Lady Joe Biden met with the families of the 13 service members. The 13 U.S. service members were aged between 20 and 31 years old. Five of them were just 20 years old. The families met with the president at Dover. The deadly attack last week took place as thousands were gathered outside the airport trying to leave Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover in the country. And the 13 U.S. service members were aged between 20 and 31, five of them just 20 years old. The deadly attack last week took place as thousands were gathered outside the airport. This is VOA News. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said late Sunday that Hurricane Ida has weakened to a Category 3 storm. It's now centered west of New Orleans. The storm is still packing maximum sustained winds of 200 kilometers per hour. It's now expected to pass the city to the west. CNN has reported that about 700,000 households and businesses were without power at the wake of the storm, including all of New Orleans. Hurricane Ida was a dangerous Category 4 storm when it made landfall in coastal Louisiana earlier Sunday. Wind speeds were up to 240 kilometers. Speaking on U.S. television Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden warned that the devastation from the storm is likely to be immense, adding that we should not kid ourselves. The president said that he has already signed an emergency declaration for the states of Louisiana and Mississippi. He said the federal government would help the region get back on its feet as soon as possible. He also urged people in the storm-affected regions to look out for the neighbors. Ahead of Ida's arrival, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said 5,000 National Guard troops were standing by along the coast for search and rescue efforts. Sunday is also the anniversary of the devastating landfall of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. The Category 3 storm damaged the New Orleans levee system and flooded the city. Some 1,800 people are believed to have died as a result of that storm. Zambia's new finance minister said in an interview aired on Sunday that it was critical to agree to a lending program with the IMF because it would give creditors confidence in the government cheaper and longer financing. The minister was appointed Friday by recently elected president. He faces the task of trying to pull the Southern African country out of debt crisis and has pledged to prioritize talks with the IMF. A Yemeni military spokesman says a missile and drone attack on a key military base in Yemen's south on Sunday killed at least 30 troops and wounded 65 others. It was one of the deadliest attacks in the country's civil war in recent years. Yemeni officials said at least three explosions took place at the air base, which is held by the internationally recognized government. No one immediately claimed responsibility for that attack. Yemen has been embroiled in a civil war since 2014, when Houthi rebels swept across much of the north and seized the capital, forcing the internationally recognized government into exile. The Saudi-led coalition entered the war the following year on the side of the government. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.